Hi, I'm Maria, and welcome to another episode of Dev Radio. So today we're going to be looking at the API MASH series, and welcome back. So let's get started. So you can follow me at Lady Nagaga or reach out to me on my brand new blog. So I really look forward to hearing from you. So let's go ahead and explore API MASH. So it's important to understand what is API MASH. So API MASH is all about creating great apps. And what we did, we came together as evangelists at Microsoft to build a GitHub repository that leveraged open APIs such as the ones on Mashery or popular ones like Twitter or Tumblr to build great app experiences as a foundation for you to publish your own apps on Windows 8. Think about it as a way to reimagine the apps that you have or the apps that you want to build. So each evangelist picked an API that they wanted to work with. So I picked the Active Access API. Now this is a great API. It is so rich with data. So it has data that ranges from sporting activities all the way down to parties. So as you can imagine, you can do so much with this one single data set. It is split up into several APIs such as the search, review, details, golf, campsite, and the list goes on. So this is a great API to start with, especially if you're looking for inspiration. So what I'm hoping that you will learn from this webcast today is explore our GitHub repository, learn from our screencasts, and be inspired to be a part of our community by either joining one of our meetups or just coming in for an office hour. I look forward to seeing your apps. So let's go into the demo. From our demo, I'm going to first explore the GitHub repository. How do you access it and what do we have available? Also, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I used to build my starter kit and the features that you will need to build your own application. So let's get started. So we're going to go to the GitHub repository right now. So remember, at any one time in this video, you can always pause, rewind, and look for the URL and jot it down and come right back. So I've been going to this GitHub repository a lot, so I'm just going to type it in and it's going to automatically come up. And there we go. So let's review what we have here. So some of the earlier videos, you might have not seen the Windows Phone Starter Kit. That started about 6 days ago. It's a great starter kit. You're going to see mine up there in a couple of weeks, and I hope you get to use it. But today we're going to focus on the Windows Starter Kits, and that's all about building apps for the desktop or the WinRT. So there are a bunch of API kits here. So Active Access, and that will be mine. There's Chuck Norris, which is absolutely hilarious. Earthquakes, Edmunds, Facebook, Foursquare, Instagram, Meetup, which is a great way to show how to mash different APIs together, have a look, pull them down, and start working with them. So this is the Active Access API Starter Kit, all written in HTML5 and JavaScript. It has a general structure that you'd expect of any single program. So first things first that you always need to do is look at the README file. All of the starter kits have this. So before you even download this, just make sure that you have all the requirements that you need to get started. So this was written by me, and it has a description as well as the features. So this particular starter kit is a gateway to understanding how to make API calls using WinJS. It also shows you how to customize some of the UI controls that we have on Windows 8, also leveraging the APIs that we have internally. Let's look at the requirements. First of all, you need a Mashery API developer key. Secondly, even though Active Access is a part of the Mashery API developer kits, you also do need to have an API key for it as well. For the future versions that I will be talking to towards the end of my presentation is the Bingmap SDK. And finally, make sure you sign up for a Windows Store account. There's nothing more precious than being a mini celebrity by launching your own app. Secondly, do you have the setup that you need to get started on this environment? Have you installed Windows 8? Do you have Visual Studio? If you're using a Mac, do you have the necessary VM? And finally, download the starter kit. Every single one of these starter kits will have information on how to customize them. As I mentioned earlier, I wanted to talk about how to actually work with using an API in WinJS. So it's a relatively simple application. I want you to know how to read your string in, and it's right over here. Also, how do you make your calls? And finally, at the bottom, here's a screenshot of how the app actually looks. So let's get to it. First of all, let's download the starter kits, all of them. So I'm going to go right back to the front page and download every single one of the starter kits. All right. So as it's downloading, I'm just going to open up Visual Studio. So here's our program in Visual Studio. It's very clean. It has instructions. I'm very, very focused on putting as many comments as possible so people actually understand how to work with my application. So I'm going to go ahead and run it. So I run it in the simulator. And there we have it. So it's the summer in New York. It's getting really, really, really hot, and people love to run. So let's do a search for marathons. So after putting in my API key, which you've got from Active Access, and this is a search API, and I put in my activity search, which is marathon, we get a result of the 50 marathons that are happening in New York in ascending order. So when I was building this application, I was very focused on building an application that was image heavy. So the mistake here is that I was forcing an application or an API to work with data that it wasn't really well known for. So that will bring me to the next part of our series, where I'm going to talk about knowing your data better before you actually build your application. So let's go on to that. Knowing your data before you actually attempt to start working with any of the starter kits or customizing them to work for you is incredibly important. I wrote a blog post on a cautionary tale, Knowing the Data, and please look for it on my blog. And this is the lessons that I learned while working with the Active Access API. As I mentioned earlier, I was trying to make an image-heavy API because I had this grand vision of building an application where users were able to look at the activity they wanted to go to, read the description, and figure out whether they wanted to go for it or not. And sometimes you get distracted by all the bells and whistles, and you forget about what's really important, the user's experience. So the first thing you want to think about is what data is coming back. Geolocation, dates. You should probably think about using things like the Bing Map SDK or the Live SDK. For example, the API Active Access is filled with longitude and latitude information. When you think about it, if I took those longitude and latitudes and plopped them onto a map, that would probably have a much better user experience. People would be able to figure out which activities they actually wanted to go for based on their current location. Secondly, you get back a lot of dates. Think about using the Live SDK to actually put things like email reminders or calendar reminders that will help people actually commit to doing a particular activity. As a person who often forgets to, you know, show up for my yoga class or a meetup or anything, something like this would probably really, really help. So let's come up with a couple of app ideas. So I came up with this idea, cycling and a movie. So right now, Citibank has this great thing of when they put a couple of bikes all around the city. And in the summer, the summer is known for great movies. So I can't wait for Friday when War Z comes out. I'm a huge fan of the books, and yes, I love Brad Pitt. So think about it this way. You want to go out with a couple of friends, you know, maybe have a bike ride around the city, and then go for a movie afterwards. So let's think about incorporating a couple of APIs. So we have Rotten Tomatoes, which will give you all the movie data. We'll have Active Access, which will provide you with all the bike data. Then finally, let's think about incorporating things like Bing Map or TomTom to actually map out the route that you want to go to. So the result would look something like this. So we have the Brooklyn Cycling Crusaders. So it would show you how to get from that location to a cinema near you. So it creates a more wonderful experience for you as a developer and also for the consumer that you're trying to engage with. So this is just one of the many examples that you can come up with. So think about the Perfect Date app, for example. So let's look at this. So it's used things like Bing Maps to actually plot out where the activity is, and then it's using TomTom to actually route out the route for you to get to the movie. So this is just one of the many scenarios that you could use to create a true API mashup. For example, we have Rotten Tomatoes, which gives you all the movie data that you need. And you could have something like Yelp that could give you suggestions. So think about the Perfect Date app. So dinner and a movie, whereby you could pick a great restaurant for you and your date and then go take her or take him to a great movie. So I really look forward to seeing some of the great app ideas that you have, and please tweet them to me. So what's your next step? You need to build and publish your app. So please go to build.windowsstore.com and publish your app today and tweet them to me. I am really looking forward to using your app. So thank you and stay tuned. Bye.